Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day in which people are greatly concerned about what happens next to strike back at Iran. And Joseph Epstein, who is an analyst with a pro-democracy group about democracy in the Middle East, says, look, there's no substitute for actually hitting Iranian territory. And that will not make an expanded war more likely. It will make it less likely if we do that. We'll be speaking to Joseph Epstein about from the Endowment for Middle East Truth, Emet. Emet means truth in Hebrew, by the way. We'll be speaking to him a little bit later this hour. We'll also be talking later to Tom Nichols, a longtime Republican analyst and foreign policy expert, talking about the moral surrender of the GOP. Surrender to what exactly? There's a new holy war being declared by some allies of President Trump. Holy war against Iran? No. A holy war against illegal immigrants? No. A holy war against Taylor Swift? Why? Well, maybe that goes along with the question about how much money did Donald Trump PAC's political action committees spend this past year, 2023, to defend Trump in court from his various challenges. We will get to that. It's an amazing number. And there is continued battles in the House of Representatives toward pushing impeachment for Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security. This, it just seems to me, is one of those battles that I don't know why Republicans are taking it on. There is zero chance that they will win that battle. During the confirmation fight for Alejandro Mayorkas, there were 8 Republicans who voted to confirm him. Most of those Republicans, other than Rob Portman, are still there, and still not very likely to provide a two-thirds vote, which is required. One of the ways that to put the Alejandro Mayorkas situation in context is to look at the history, which isn't a deep history. It's a very brief history, but it's there, of impeachment proceedings against cabinet members. Generally, that hasn't happened, and there are very clear constitutional reasons for that. But we will talk about one of the very colorful impeachment proceedings against a cabinet member and how well that worked. Not back in the 1900s. Actually, it was 1876. It was our centennial year. It's a long time ago. There is also an opportunity to take a look at what scares us. There is an expert on American fears who says that our biggest fear is not disease, it isn't crime, it isn't nuclear war. What is it? We will get to that question also on the Michael Medved Show. We also almost surely are going to be disrupted to a certain extent by breaking news during this broadcast for the next 3 hours, because a New York State judge has the future of Donald Trump's business empire in his hands. Now, that's not the same as his political empire. I mean, I think his business empire can be completely shattered and banned from practicing business in New York State, which seems likely. After a contentious 11-week trial, Judge Arthur Engoron is poised to rule how much money Trump and his co-defendants owe for fraud, as well as whether the former president will still be allowed to do business in New York State. He has already ruled that Trump engaged in fraud. Now, here's the interesting thing. A lot of people are saying everything will be fine for Trump because he will be elected president, and then he can pardon himself and pardon all his associates, and everything's fixed. Doesn't work. Why not? Because there is no presidential pardon power. And this is very clear in the Constitution and the statute law. There is no presidential pardon power for crimes or verdicts on the state level. And this is a state court in New York. This is a civil lawsuit from the New York Attorney General, whose name is Letitia James. Yes, she's a Democrat. She's seeking $370 million from Trump and the other defendants. The figure was originally $250 million. Either way, I mean, it was a lot of money when he lost the $83.3 million to E. Jean Carroll. And now people are talking about putting a bond for that money because he has to pay right away, or at least he's supposed to, unless somebody helps put up bond for him. And apparently, with this trial and this same situation, and this being in a statewide court as well, he has, at least according to some of the press estimates, about $400 million available to him. And he may not have enough money to do this without help, which is why, of course, he's soliciting all of this money to come in for donations and to help protect him and protect his business. The civil lawsuit, which is asking for $370 million, and of course, the judge, because there's no jury in this trial, Judge Engoron, could very well do what the jury did in the E. Jean Carroll case, which is the prosecutors, the plaintiffs in that case, E. Jean Carroll never asked for $83 million. She asked for $20 million, I think, was the final figure. And they just thought that the violations that Trump had perpetuated were so egregious, were so striking, that they added on extra money. It's possible that this afternoon, when Judge Engoron is supposed to release the information about his verdict, it could be more than $370 million, which would, which even somebody as wealthy as Trump would feel. The charges against him are that he filed fraudulent financial statements that allowed him to obtain loans and insurance at more favorable rates. The trial goes to the heart of Trump's image as a successful billionaire and includes accusations of fraud regarding his Trump Tower apartment, Mar-a-Lago estate, and several golf courses, among other assets. Engoron has said he hopes to issue a decision by January 31st. That's today. Engoron has already ruled that Trump is engaged in fraud and ordered the dissolution of his business empire, an action that is on hold pending Trump's appeal. Engoron canceled business certificates for many of Trump's entities in New York, including the Trump Organization, a sprawling entity composed of 500 limited liability companies. Wow. This comes at a time when Bloomberg has a new poll. It's a Morning Consult Bloomberg poll. It says more than half of swing state voters, where President Trump is doing very well, carrying virtually all of the seven key swing states. But they say that they wouldn't vote for Donald Trump if he were convicted of a crime. So what happens with those convictions if they do occur before the election? And should Republicans be making some plans for a potential replacement for Trump as the nominee? We'll be getting to that and to more, all coming up on the MedVet Show.
Love him.
I love yourself.
Or hate him.
Well, I start to think that you're going to start to feel nice. You turn me.
Just keep listening.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day.
To Michael Medved.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, this breaking news about the new Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll says that among swing state voters, more than half say that they would not vote for Donald Trump if he were convicted of a crime. This according to a new Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll. They describe it as a warning sign for the Republican front runner who continues to lead President Joe Biden in key states. The poll found that 53% of voters in the seven closely watched battleground states would be unwilling to vote for Trump in the general election if he were found guilty of a crime. Now, again, that's 53%. That's about the same number of people who voted just slightly under the same number of people, percentage of people voted for Biden last time. So it's not clear that this really makes a huge difference. What also is very striking about this, they said, okay, 53% said they wouldn't vote for him if he were found guilty of a crime. But then that figure grows only to 55% if he's sentenced to prison. I think one of the things that's going to be very striking, and it's going to happen later in the campaign, is when President Trump is facing federal charges, and I believe they're talking about starting at the very latest in May with the Jack Smith trial concerning Trump's participation in trying to overturn the election and in helping to provoke, incite, if not lead, the riots that ended up hitting the Capitol building. Okay, that trial, because it's a federal trial, and this is one of those things that all of the legal experts say, that traditionally, if you're a defendant in that kind of trial and you're out on bail, which President Trump is, effectively, he's supposed to be there in the courtroom. And this is a trial that could easily last more than a month. Could last several months. And again, are there a certain number of Trump loyalists? Probably most of the people who are enthusiastic about Donald Trump and people out there who are listening who deeply and passionately support Donald Trump. Sure, the idea that he's stuck in a courtroom instead of being out doing rallies and campaigning is going to make you angry and only redouble your commitment to actually voting for Trump so he can get in there and pardon himself, at least on the federal charges. But when you think about the independent voters that are going to decide this election, like they decide nearly every election, the people who aren't sure, here it's a question of who do you hate most? Who do you dislike most? Let's use a better word. Who bothers you most, Trump or Biden? And there are plenty of reasons to be bothered by both of these gentlemen. And the idea of being stuck in a courtroom at the heart of the campaign is, I think, not likely to help Trump in the long term. And meanwhile, there is this today. There is a great showcase series of hearings about big tech with CEOs of big tech in D.C. who are facing the Senate over child safety online. As usual in these kind of hearings, one of the stars for the Senate side is Lindsey Graham, who is a former prosecutor and is a pretty good lawyer. And he at the Senate Judiciary Committee said this to Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta. And here is the Facebook king, Mark Zuckerberg, being interrogated by Lindsey Graham. Clip 15.
Mr. Zuckerberg, you and the companies before us, I know you don't mean it to be so, but you have blood on your hands. You have a product. You have a product that's killing people. When we had cigarettes killing people, we did something about it, maybe not enough. You're going to talk about guns? We have the ATF. Nothing here. There's not a damn thing anybody can do about it. You can't be sued. Now, Senator Blumenthal and Blackburn, who've been like the dynamic duo here, have found emails from your company where they warned you about this stuff, and you decided not to hire 45 people that could do a better job of policing this. So the bottom line is, you can't be sued. You should be. And these emails would be great for punitive damages. But the courtroom's closed to every American abused by all the companies in front of me. Of all the people in America we could give blanket liability protection to, this would be the last group I would pick.
And Senator Ted Cruz also attacked Mark Zuckerberg. And this particularly for users on Instagram. This is Senator Cruz.
Graham also displayed the following warning screen to individuals who were searching for child abuse material. These results may contain images of child sexual abuse. And then you gave users two choices. Get resources or see results anyway. Mr. Zuckerberg, what the hell were you thinking?
All right, Senator. The basic science behind that is that when people are searching for something that is problematic, it's often helpful to, rather than just blocking it, to help direct them towards something that that could be helpful for getting them to get help.
In what I understand, get resources. In what sane universe is there a link for see results anyway?
Well, because we might be wrong. We try to trigger this warning, or we tried to, when we think that there's any chance that the results...
Okay, you might be wrong. Let me ask you, how many times was this warning screen displayed?
I don't know, but the
you don't know. Why don't you know?
I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head.
Okay, and then there was Senator Marsha Blackburn, who was also a very tough on the, particularly the issue of child exploitations on Meta platforms. This is clip 16. We have another war that is more harsh, more deadly, more problematic. The head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards says that we're not looking for war. And meanwhile, there is a call, and a very persuasive one, to shut down UNRWA, the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas UN operation that's been going on for 75 years. We will talk about that and more coming up with Joseph Epstein. He has a column, Iran Must Pay for the Killing of U.S. Troops. Coming up on MedVid.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. House Republicans voting early this morning to advance their impeachment articles against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The controversial move would make Mayorkas the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years. President Joe Biden said that he has decided on how the U.S. is going to respond to the drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan by Iran-backed militants that killed three American soldiers. A U.S. official saying that response to the drone attack will be carried out over several days. California about to get hit by the Pineapple Express. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying that two atmospheric river storms out of the tropics will head to the coastal state, bringing massive amounts of rain, snow, and powerful winds. Corey Myers, USA News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
NBC News is reporting that the decision reached by the Biden administration about how to strike back at Iran will include Iranian targets, but only those outside of Iranian territory. Joseph Epstein, who is a legislative fellow with EMET, EMET stands for the Endowment of Middle East Truth, and EMET means, as I mentioned before, it means truth in Hebrew. Joseph Epstein has been working as a legislative fellow there. Prior to that, he worked in business intelligence and due diligence for Kroll and VCheck Global, and he has worked as a journalist, analyst, and consultant covering security and migration issues in the former Soviet Union and the Middle East. He has a column in Newsweek, which is extremely hard-hitting. It's going to be very controversial. It's under the headline, Iran Must Pay for the Killing of U.S. Troops in Jordan. So it sounds, Joseph, like you're not going to be pleased with the decision reached by President Biden about a slow, gradual campaign against Iranian targets outside of Iran. That, I don't believe, is what you think the situation calls for.
No, not quite. And thank you, by the way, for having me on the show. I really appreciate the airtime. No, I don't think it is enough of a reaction. However, at the same time, considering the current administration, it is better than just retaliatory strikes on the the proxy militias themselves, which was definitely an option too.
Yeah, you write in your column, what the Iranian leadership cares about is what any other dictatorship cares about, survival. Strikes against strategic targets such as oil fields, the Iranian Navy, and the IRGC, the Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps, that headquarters, would threaten its survival by causing political instability, diminishing its conventional forces, and sowing panics in the ranks of the regime. It would also drive Iranians back out into the streets and mosques, which could cause the Islamic Republic to scale back its activities abroad to deal with domestic unrest. Now, you seem to think that this would provoke more unrest. There are other observers who insist that if we did strike Iran itself, there would be a rally around the flag impact and there would be less unrest for the regime. Why do you think that this would actually weaken the regime more?
So the reason I think it would weaken the regime more, there are actually multiple reasons. I mean, the first is that at home the regime is more unpopular than ever. They're seeing the economy tanking. I believe something like 30% of Iranians live below the poverty level. And at the same time, billions of dollars are going to proxies throughout the Middle East. Iranians, when they come out at these protests, a lot of the time they're saying, no to Lebanon, no to Syria, no to Palestine. We want to die for Iran because, they really are patriotic and they hate to see, their money wasted on these conflicts that have nothing to do with them. The reason I think that it would cause more unrest is because we've seen how big the scale of the protests were during the Mahsa Amini protest last year. And if they had some sort of support, if they had, some sort of hope, I believe that they would come out in even greater numbers. You have to consider that when they came out in the Mahsa Amini protests, they had no international backing. Security-wise, the regime wasn't under threat.
Iran recently, and it's literally in the last 24 hours particularly, they've been emphasizing their denial to have anything to do with this attack that killed the three American soldiers. That they claim that they didn't provide the weapons, they had no association. Is that credible at all? And why do you think they're making those denials, assuming that they're not?
No, of course not. I mean, okay, so when it comes to, Iran's proxy strategy, we have to look at why in the first place they employ proxies. And the reason is Qasem Soleimani, he realized during the Iran and Iraq war, this was the general of the Quds Force who former President Donald Trump had assassinated in 2020. He was the architect of their proxy policy. He realized that the conventional forces really were not great. And so they would have to think outside of the box in order to wage war against the Americans and against the Israelis, in general to rid the Middle East of Western influence. So the whole idea behind it is it's pretty low cost, and it's brilliant because, the Iranians are able to shirk responsibility and not pay any price. They also realize that, Americans are and maybe partially rightfully so, very just petrified by the idea of another war in the Middle East or by American attacks in the Middle East on another country. And so they use that, and, the Biden administration so far has been really glad to let them off the hook when you have these proxies attacking. But no, we must understand that their proxy strategy is in place you know, exactly so that they can then deny any connection with the proxies and shirk their responsibility and avoid paying their price.
And you make a very interesting and important point in your column, which is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com, that these proxy organizations are not Iranian. They are not Iranian people. They're Arabs, and the Iranians are Persians. They're not Arabs, and that they don't really feel any terrific hurt at the sacrifice of Arab lives. I mean, especially they had that terrible war with Iraq, an Arab country, where there were so many hundreds of thousands of people killed on both sides.
Yeah. No, Iran is willing to pay any price when it comes to Arab lives in order to achieve its goals. It is definitely shown that that's the case.
Yeah, and again, and that's what we're looking at. Do you expect that President Biden, with all the political pressure on him, is going to move quickly in displaying some of this resolve to reestablish deterrence? Or is this going to be patient and over a long period of time?
Well, President Biden did say almost immediately after the strike that they would hit back, but they would do so on their own time. I don't know how long it will take. However, I have to say, just given the fact that there have been 164 other strikes before this one, that just, you know, it just elicited the most weak responses from the Biden administration, I wouldn't be very hopeful that he will reestablish credible deterrence.
That's Joseph Epstein. He is a legislative fellow for the Endowment of Middle East Truth. His column, Iran Must Pay for the Killing of U.S. Troops in Jordan, is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Let us hope for American success in exacting that price that is necessary, not for revenge, but for deterrence and protection. Speaking of deterrence and protection, what about the case for abolishing UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Welfare Administration, which is riddled by Hamas supporters? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. all available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedVetHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is more news on the legal front. The Washington Post is reporting that a federal judge in Tallahassee, Florida, today dismissed Disney's lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and others over the state's dismantling of the entertainment giant's special taxing district. Disney sued DeSantis last year, claiming that the governor had violated the company's freedom of speech when he asked state lawmakers to dissolve the Reedy Creek board that manages the 25,000 acres that encompass Walt Disney World in Central Florida. DeSantis and his Republican allies in the state legislature targeted Disney after the company's CEO opposed the parental rights and education bill, referred to as the Don't Say Gay Bill in 2022. Okay, basically, I haven't read this decision yet, but my very strong guess here would be that basically what they're saying is that terminating this special arrangement that had been set up to help facilitate Disney building this gigantic entertainment empire, which is a huge job creator and has been very good for the economy around Orlando. But that the argument for abolishing the special privileges of that group went far beyond just disagreeing with freedom of speech. In other words, you won't find, I think, in any of the legislation or any of the official governmental directives that were at issue here, you won't find any explanation of it saying we are opposing Disney because they oppose the Don't Say Gay bill. And this is the kind of victory that I think Ron DeSantis was looking forward to, and I am sure that he feels that it is basically a problem that this good news for him came out after he suspended his campaign and went back to doing really the fine job as governor of Florida that for the most part he has done, getting himself reelected in a bad year for Republicans, getting himself reelected by such a big margin. Meanwhile, some agencies that don't deserve reelection or even continued existence include the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency, which is known as the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, known as UNRWA. And the question about UNRWA, which is raised very effectively by Brett Stevens in a column today in the New York Times, is the problem with UNRWA is it makes no sense. There is a UN agency that exists for refugees. There are about 30 million people who are registered by the High Commission on Refugees. And the only specific agency that aims at one specific type of refugees, the Palestinian refugees, beginning with those who fled the horrors of the first Israel's War for Independence, where Israel at the time had a Jewish population of 600,000, and a full 1% of those people were killed in battle in that war. You can do the same math here in the United States. It would be the equivalent of 3 million people being killed in the United States today. In any event, with the UN, they only have a separate operation for Palestinians. And the reason that that is the case is because generally the entire mandate for the United Nations is when it comes to refugees, they're trying to get them resettled, trying to get them new homes, citizenships, rights to start new lives, which has happened to refugees in Europe, in Asia. There are a tremendous number of refugees who fled from India to Pakistan, Indian Muslim people, and then Indian Hindu people who fled from Pakistan, which became a Muslim country, to India. And there are far more refugees by an order of magnitude there than there were in the Middle East. But last Friday, Brett Stevens writes, Israeli officials presented to the U.S. government an intelligence dossier detailing the involvement of 12 UNRWA employees, seven of them school teachers, in the massacre of October 7th. As reported by The Times, Ronan Bergman and Patrick Kingsley, the charges range from kidnapping an Israeli woman to storing rocket-propelled grenades to murdering civilians in a kibbutz to dragging the body of a murdered Israeli back to Gaza so that could be traded again in some of the negotiations they're supposed to be having. Awful enough. And the UN rightly moved swiftly to terminate the employment of nine of these identified in the dossier. But that may be the least of it. Intelligence estimates shared with the U.S. conclude that around 1,200 of UNRWA's roughly 12,000 employees in Gaza have links to Hamas or Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and about half of close relatives who belong to the Islamist militant groups. That was reported by the Wall Street Journal this week. The figures are worth bearing in mind the next time you weigh the credibility of information about Gaza sourced by the UN. Also worth bearing in mind is that this has been going on for years. As Bassam Eid of the Palestinian Human Rights Monitoring Group, who is Palestinian and pro-Israel, by the way, over a decade ago, this Bassam Eid said, in order for UNRWA to survive, they accept Hamas's conditions because they want to continue their activities. And the whole idea of people living in refugee camps, Israel does not segregate Palestinian people in refugee camps. They never have. That's UNRWA doing that, because that perpetuates their purpose. Right now, they serve 5,700,000 so-called Palestinian refugees. Very, very few of those people are actual refugees who at any time lived in territory controlled by Israel. Most of them are the children, the grandchildren, and get this, the great-grandchildren of people who may at one time have lived in territory that is today Israel. And rather than making sure that these people have citizenship in places where they're located, like Lebanon and Jordan and Egypt, Gaza, where refugees came, they didn't come to Gaza at a time that it was controlled by Palestinians. It was controlled by the Egyptian army until 1967. The entire idea of trying to perpetuate this grievance, to perpetuate the homelessness of Palestinians, is a crazy thing. And it's one of those reasons that Brett Stevens writes on behalf of abolishing the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency. Why shouldn't the 5 million plus refugees who they have identified, why shouldn't they be treated by the same refugee agency that treats the other 30 million refugees in the world? Why is it that the emphasis is completely different? Not on permanent settlement or new citizenship or reduction of refugee status. It is perpetuated because the whole purpose of UNRWA is to make war and justify war against Israel. Remember, this is the same international body that at one point said that Zionism, that any form of Jewish desire for self-determination, that Zionism was the equivalent of racism. Coming up on the Michael Medved Show, we're going to be talking about what Tom Nichols sees as another moral surrender. Not something involving the Middle East or the struggle between Hamas and Israel, but really about the struggle for the future of the Republican Party. We'll be speaking to Tom Nichols coming up. And also, Biden had the power to strike the Houthis, but does every president have wide authority to use military force? And more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.